With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting bitter fighting in Ukraine today.
Ukrainian officials say long-range drones smashed into two oil facilities deep inside Russia on Tuesday. The attack by waves of drones across eight regions of Russia displayed Kyiv's expanding technological capacity as the war extends into its third year. And a cross-border ground assault also weakened President Vladimir Putin's argument that life in Russia has been unaffected by the war. Kyiv officials say the soldiers are Russian volunteers fighting for Ukraine. The Russian Defense Ministry says its military and security forces killed 234 fighters while thwarting the incursion. I'm Norman Hall.
Special Counsel Robert Hur defended his decision not to press criminal charges against President Biden today for his handling of classified documents in a meeting of the House Judiciary Committee.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair. Most importantly, what I wrote is what I believe the evidence shows and what I expect jurors would perceive and believe. I did not sanitize my explanation. Nor did I disparage the president unfairly. I explained to the attorney general my decision and the reasons for it. That's what I was required to do.
He stands by his report questioning Biden's age and mental competence. Joe Biden and Donald Trump hope to clinch their party's presidential nominations with dominant victories in a slate of low-profile state primaries as the 2024 fight for the White House lurches into a new phase. Biden, a Democrat, and Trump, a Republican, don't face any significant opposition in today's primary contests across Georgia, Washington State, Mississippi, and Hawaii. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow is up by 235 points. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Robert Mueller says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mueller warns that the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party, quote, is far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe v. Wade, unquote. This is SRN News. A rebound on Wall Street. More on the day's activities in the markets from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks rallied to more record highs on Wall Street after some influential big tech companies got back in their groove. The S&P 500 rose 1.1% Tuesday, topping the all-time high it set last week. The Dow added 235 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.5%. All three indexes started the day with losses after a highly anticipated report showed that inflation was worse than expected last month. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The inflation figures weren't far off expectations, however, and traders still hope the Federal Reserve will begin cutting interest rates in June. Nvidia rose more than 7%, breaking out of a mini losing streak. Oracle jumped almost 12% after reporting stronger profit than expected. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.